Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Wake up to this altar daily to do your early morning devotion before you do any other thing. Then pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast this message to all on your contacts. Do so daily. Welcome to Friday, the 24th day in January, 2025. Be responding with Amen. I receive it as I pray for you. Today is your day. You will enjoy divine presence. He said to Moses, my presence will go with you. Receive the same grace. Tangible, active presence of God shall go with you and go with all your children in all your activities these days. All young people listening to me, I have an urge to pray for young people. Young people age 40 downward. Touch your forehead gently for this prayer. You will excel in all your endeavors. You will stand out among your peers. God will direct your path and guide you to victory. You will not suffer what the older generation suffered. Remove your hand. Who is this? Your location is not favorable. You desire a change in location. If you desire a better location for your office or your shop or your church, this prayer is for you. If you were posted or transferred to an unfavorable place or department or city, this prayer is for you also. I'm hearing. Pray for those who want a change of location. Listeners, can you stand in the gap for your loved ones that desire this divine intervention? Now, do this. Leave where you are and move to another spot in the room, in the office or shop or where you are. If you are walking or driving, good. As long as you are not stationary on the same spot, let me pray. I prophesy, be moved to a favorable location. Be reposted. Receive the miracle of a change to a favorable location in Jesus' name. It is done. Say amen. You can go back. I pray for everyone today. You will hear good news from your spouse, your children, your siblings, your workplace, from your boss, from your customers and clients. From far and near, you will hear good news. Who is this? Going through some issues, God will show up for you, will show up for your children. Now, let's do this. Let's take this prophetic action again today. If you are unable to do so now, then do it later when it is comfortable for you and play this message back then. Go to a nearby door, a door closest to you. Open it and hold it down by the handle. Hold it open and let me pray. May your desired doors be opened nationally and internationally in business doors, marriage doors, traveling doors, ministerial breakthrough doors, money doors, huge contract doors, breakthrough in sales, high turnover. Your desired doors are hereby opened in the name of Jesus. They are open for your children. They are open for your loved ones. And they will make progress. They will move forward. Have breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Return with testimonies. It will happen in 24 hours, in 48 hours, in 7 days, in 30 days, according to your desire. Receive your desired open doors in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, leave the door. Consider it done. January 24th, celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live a fulfilled life in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now to the teaching segment. First issue today. I have started having dreams, fighting with persons unknown in my dreams, sir. Wow. We have taught many times on how to deal with evil dreams or nightmares on this platform. It is warfare prayers. We still talk about warfare prayers strategy yesterday. Go and listen to yesterday's message and do the same. Evil dreams will go. But make sure that you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, be born again, be in a good church to learn and to grow, and engage in warfare prayers. You will be set free. Next, Daddy, about the boy beating the younger ones, the dad and mom should be praying and wake him up in the middle of the night and tell him, any man that beats the younger ones always end up being a wife beater. That was how I stopped my son doing so, and is now so caring to the young ones now. Wow, that's wonderful. Those going through this same experience do the same. Next, I love my daddy and TPJ family. On Tuesday 21, on Daily Devotional, you said imagination is a mental picture of a desired future. Sir, is it possible to like a brother in the church that is God-fearing? Can one pray that God should make him to propose to you because you imagine him to be a husband to you? Wow. Proverbs 18:22 says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. The men do the seeking or the finding. The ladies do the waiting for God's ordained man who must meet all the standards of a good husband. A husband material, I call it. Then he will say yes. It is irregular or not normal for a lady to approach a man for marriage or show signs to him that she wants him. No matter how tempted she is to do so, please don't. My counsel is, pray that God brings his ordained son to you as a husband. How will you know that person? Apply all we have taught on what a lady should look for in a man to marry and spend the rest of her life with, including 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. No unequal yoke. Then character in a man, a perfect gentleman, God-fearing and Holy Ghost-filled, then physical attraction also. So wait, let him come. Don't be particular about a person. Let God do the selection for you. Next, sir, my marriage is not up to a month, but I discovered that I have no libido, and the thing is making my kind husband sad. If my husband did not make advance for sex, I am ready to stay for a whole month without it. I married as a virgin. I don't know what could be responsible, sir. And I never enjoyed sex, as people used to say that sex is sweet. It's always painful to me. Please help me with the solution so that I can overcome this. Thank you, sir, for your kind reply. Wow, I'm not going to elaborate too much on this subject here because there are minors also listening to this message. You and your husband need counsel on conjugal relationship. There are good books on the subject written by anointed men and women of God called Into Marriage Ministry. Buy those books, read and apply. Also arrange to meet such ministers and counselors. Both of you can also talk to a doctor. No shame about it. Sit with a married counselor together. You will get over it soon. Next, sir, is it a must biblically that the night vigil service must be between 12 midnight and 3 a.m.? Is it necessary that it must be 3 hours? Wow, oh no. Where is this kind of teachings coming from? Except one is specifically directed by the Spirit of God to do so. Vigil is for as long as you wish to do it. 1 hour, 2, 3, 4, or 6 hours. It depends on how led and if it is a church vigil, what the pastor or the leader of the church decides to do. There is no law or doctrine as to when or the number of hours. Next, good morning, Daddy. My question is urgent. My sister is 37, going to 38 years by August. A man of 31 years is asking for her hand in marriage, but she said no, it is not proper. Daddy, what is your take on this? The man is so serious. Wow, I have thought on this many times on this platform. Age is in the mind. If you don't mind it, then it doesn't matter. But your sister minds it, so it is a no to her. Because she's the one that will marry the man and live in the marriage. If that age differentials matters to her now, it will affect their marriage all through. Let her pray and wait for her own man her own man will soon come. She will not be happy if she marries this kind of man with her kind of mindset. Listeners, we'll build more on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this message to your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you, beginning from members of your family, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. There will be no live broadcast today. I'm in a conference far away a whole week. We close late every night. Tomorrow is the Holy Communion Service Day online. Prepare your communion element this evening. To all TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, I invite you to enroll for the first diet of our Bible Training Institute in Ikeja, Lagos, Allen Avenue Center. In two editions, the weekdays edition, 8 days only, from Monday, February 8th. If you can't make the day's edition, then make the weekend edition for only 5 Saturdays, beginning from February 8th. Just 5 weekends. It will totally transform you spiritually, mentally, ministerially, career-wise. Is so transforming. Please enroll. Take advantage. Telephone number to SMS to send a chat or call for more inquiry about the Bible Training Institute is Moji on 0803-909-2578. Weekend is a good time to transmit your tithe, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 111 seed we are sowing this month. In this commission, we believe in tithing and sowing seed for our open heaven, for divine intervention, and for God's kingdom work to enlarge and to grow. Do it with joy. Do it cheerfully. Oh, you listen to testimonies of others. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. I pray personally and intentionally each time we receive the alert on tithe and seed, and God hears my prayers. I pray for everyone. Go and do well. Go and do great. Hey, the prayers we daily pray for you, the one you pray for yourself, shall become your testimonies. God will do beyond your expectations. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.